Laurel Papworth is a social media educator, joins us on the line. Hey, Laurel, does this sound a little fishy to you?
In some ways, yes. Maybe less so. The fact that there's only 200 followers, that's kind of becoming the norm now. But I would have liked to have seen a little bit more information on what they were going to do and what they were offering. That would have been interesting.
Right. Well, we got the message here. Why don't we pull that up? Because why is it that you think that it's actually not that weird that someone with 200 followers is getting this message? Because here's the message, right? It says, "Hey, we stumbled across your Instagram account and we absolutely love your content and vibe. We normally don't ask for sponsored promotions, but we think you have a positive and encouraging lifestyle that we support and at the same time aligns with the brand name and our core values. Would you be interested in becoming a part of the blah, blah, blah family?" And it was like, "Otherwise, you can hit us up and find out more." So that's the message. And you reckon that's not that fishy, though?
No, not really. No, if they'd asked for $150 to join the brand ambassador program, I would have gone, "No, get lost." But here's the thing. If you're trying to work with the top-level influencers, they're already signed up with PR agents. They already have an influencer agent and their starting price can be anything from $15,000, you know, up to $60,000, $80,000 and above to work with them.
Right.
So what's happening today is you look at how much it costs you, the company, to make the piece of swimwear. Like, maybe it's being sold for $50 or $60 or $70, but how much does it cost you to make it? But imagine if you can get 100 or 150 people to wear it on Instagram, use the hashtag, and you're sort of creating a crowd effect as opposed to a pure down-the-line influencer effect. Does that make sense? Like a peer effect.
Yeah, right. So it's like, you know, your peers see you wearing this stuff and they're obviously hoping that it's like when you wear a T-shirt at a party and it's got a brand name on it. So the idea is that more people see what you're wearing. So I guess it sounds like it's actually not that bad. Like if you wanted to wear that stuff, in this case you wanted to wear those swimmers, maybe you're getting an all right deal. I mean, you are being used as a puppet, but at the same time, it's like if I wear a T-shirt with a brand on it, maybe I'm doing the same thing, right?
Oh, absolutely. And can I just say that out of everything that I've been sent and I've been asked over the years, that's actually a very nice message.
All right, really? What's like a bad one or like a darker one you might have
seen?
One
of my favourite ones was I think it was like the top 10 Australian bloggers, we were sent a cup, a mug, some coffee sachets and laxatives. I think it was let's say brand name, sent them to us. And we were asked or insisted upon, please blog about the laxatives. and I think that the title of most of our blog posts probably can't be said on air, but it has to do with what laxatives give you.
Oh, I see. Wow.
So there's some really silly, silly moves that have been happening. Another one was being sent some, I think it was tampons, and told that it was my moral responsibility as a female blogger to blog about a period pain community online.
Yeah, right.
And it didn't go down so well either.
Damn, the guilt tactics, far out.
So there's different ways to work with influencers, and it's quite possible that your friend, irrespective of what she's putting up online, is coming across as being very bubbly and outgoing. And so it is a vibe. But seeing they're not always looking for somebody who's modeling swimwear all the time. It's looking for the kind of voice. With micro influencers, we often talk about voice.
Yeah.
You know, how do they appear? How do they look like they're going places? Maybe they're collecting more followers slowly as they go along. And don't forget, there's been a huge problem with macro influencers recently where they have fake followers. And I think it's hilarious that the Twitter account for Twitter, the company, lost, I think it was nearly 20% of their followers when they did a audit and got rid of fake accounts.
Wow.
Even Twitter can't stop fake followers as an influential account, so influencers are also having a problem with inflated numbers.
Damn.
If you take somebody with 200 followers, they're legit. You know, genuine, bubbly, and legit.
Well, I've got to let you go. I've got to let you go, but maybe just in 30 seconds, all right? If I could convince is it possible that I could approach a brand and convince them that I'm a micro influencer? It's like, hey, send me an awesome hat because I have a positive outlook, all right? And I'm a micro influencer on the rise. Do you reckon that would work?
I would send that hat to you in a heartbeat, sometime.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's good to know. All right, well, I'm definitely getting onto that once I finish up on the show today. Thank you so much, Laurel. It's been very comforting to know that our friend isn't the target of this elaborate... Well, I mean, it is elaborate, but not an evil scheme.
Just make sure she doesn't hand over any money to join brand ambassador influential agencies, because there is a bigger waters, those sort of extra agent, you know, extra movie, extra type of agencies.
Yeah.
Don't go there.
All right. Well, good advice. Thanks so much for the info.
You're very welcome. Have a great day.